All right.
Same song we chanted this morning in class. Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Paramahacharya, Alstu Tera Sitashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Gajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Mataram Kijai Vrindasami Kijai Munamai Shrimati Lasi Devi Gajai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarini. So Omagana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakeya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha. So, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So tonight we're going to continue with the study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning with about the 90th text in the 11th chapter of the Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita. We haven't had class the last two nights because we've had some initiations in Fiji and some initiations in Sydney and some initiations in the United States, and you're all welcome to watch those initiation videos if you didn't see them when they were live. And they are on my YouTube channel, Beer Krishna Goswami YouTube channel. And it was really nice. We're seeing that even though it's the COVID, then you can't keep the devotees down. And so hopefully one day in the near future we'll be able to travel to Australia and New Zealand and Fiji again. And we'll, anyway, take adequate precautions. I'm not telling you to take the vaccine. I'm not telling you not to take the vaccine. But somehow or other, protect yourself as far as possible. We can't protect ourselves completely from death. That's impossible. Like Krishna says in the Gita, wherever there is birth, death is certain. Wherever there is death, birth is certain. You can't protect yourselves from birth either. And you can't protect yourselves from disease. That's the part of the material world. Janma mrityu jara vyadi daga doshana darshanam. That's part of the material miseries. Earth, birth, death, disease, and old age. And if you're lucky, you get old age. And some people don't get old age. So you can't really protect yourself from these things completely. But in the meantime, if Krishna sends you some way to do that, or some way to protect the devotees, then why not take it? Like some people have said to me, if Krishna wanted to protect me from the COVID virus, I wouldn't get it. So I'm not going to take any precautions because I'm depending on Krishna. I'm Krishna conscious. And if Krishna gives me purification, and that is the standard immature Hare Krishna response to this material world or to anything that happens. We think that if it's our foolishness. I remember when I joined the movement, one of the things that happened was that we would eat food that was very spicy and we would have digestive problems, and the devotees would say, that's purification. And then another thing is that many devotees were actually mean in the way they dealt with each other. And when they were accused of being mean, they said, Prabhu, that's purification. So, you know, purification is purification. But if we can avoid some difficulty in this world, or if we can help a devotee avoid some difficulty in this world, shouldn't we do it? Let's say a devotee is standing in the middle of the road and a car is coming to hit the devotee. Devotee just looking at his cell phone. Shouldn't we at least warn the devotee, grab the devotee, protect the devotee? Or should we just think, it's up to Krishna. This devotee has a lesson to learn. No, we should try to help the devotee. And when you're trying to help a devotee in extreme circumstances, you don't bring in shastra. You bring in practical action. It's not that before you grab the devotee from being run over by a car, that you quote a few verses from the Bhagavad Gita to him, just to remind him, this material world is miserable, and we should take shelter of Krishna's name. And by the way, there's a car coming to him. That is stupid. So some fanatic Hare Krishnas think like that, and I'm not a fanatic Hare Krishna. I will take some remedial measure, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We try our best. I wear a seatbelt. What is it? Here's it. Yeah, here's one. Be careful, avoid infection, Prabhupada said. Yeah, Pran Govinda is posting something. Prabhupada said, you went there with any knowledge and get infected. Now you are suffering, that's all. There's no question of chance. That is foolishness. Chance means ignorant people, they do not know. Oh yeah, here's the whole quote. Prabhupada said, a devotee said, it was by chance that I got infection. Prabhupada said, not by chance. Why did you go where there is cholera case? That's your foolishness. Why did you go there? When there's an infectious disease, a man is forbidden to go there. You went there without any knowledge, you got infected. Now you are suffering, that's all. There is no question of chance. This is foolishness. Chance means ignorance. Ignorant people, they do not know this. Then they perform sinful activities, and when there is karmic result, they say by chance, there's no question of chance. Krishna says, Karanam Guna Sangasha. Okay. Karanam Guna Sangasha means the cause is association with the modes of nature, which we've chosen to do. So Prabhupada is sort of like mixing material interaction in this particular commentary with the law of karma. So, you know, we're responsible for whatever happens to us, either whether it's karmically or you make some foolish action in this material world. So, you know, that's why I wear a mask. If anyone saw the program last night, I gave the whole class, did the whole initiation wearing a mask. A mask that covered my nose also. And that was intelligence. Not that I'm saying I'm intelligent, but that was intelligence. You know, some people think, oh, I don't need to wear a mask if I'm singing or preaching. Well, if you don't, guess what? You may be infecting other people. So we have to be compassionate towards other people. I mean, compassion is the first sign of a Vaishnava. Okay, so on that happy note, let us continue with the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Okay, oh, I had a message. That's why I didn't share the screen immediately. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Okay, we're on text 90 in the 11th chapter of the Majalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what's happening here is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with his devotees in Jagannath Puri, and King Prataparudra is watching Lord Chaitanya greet his devotees. And the devotees' names and the devotees' activities are being explained to King Prataparudra by the devotees, actually, by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath. So let us go ahead. We're just ending this particular section. Shuklambaradeka e Sridhara Vijaya Vallabhasena e Purushottama Sanjaya. Gopinath Acharya continued to point out the devotees. Here is Shuklambara. Here is Sridhara. Here is Vijay. Here is Vallabhasena. Here is Purushottama. And here is Sanjaya. Kulina grama vasi e sacharaja kanda Ramanandari sabe deka vijamana. And here are all the residents of Kulina Grama, such as Sacharaj, Khan, and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Mukundadas Narahari Shri Raghunandana Kandavasi Chiranjiva Arasulochana. Here are Mukundadas Narahari Shri Raghunandana Chiranjiva and Sulochana, all residents of Kanda. Kateka Kahiba Edeka Yatajana Chaitanya Ragana Sabha Chaitanya Jivana. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. Rajakahe Deki Mora Haila Jamatkara Vaishnavara Chaita Nahihara. The king said, upon seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Kati Surya Samah Sabha Ujvala Varna Kabunahi Shunye Madhura Kirtana. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. Such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine. Luster is very effulgent. And actually, let me relate this to Srila Prabhupada. Actually, two instances. One is, or several of my own instances, whenever I've seen Srila Prabhupada, he was glowing, basically glowing. And of course, there's that story in New York many, many years ago when Prabhupada was walking in the street. One person walked up to the devotees and said, "That man is glowing." And actually, Prabhupada did. Whenever you saw Prabhupada, there was actually an effulgence around Prabhupada. It's like one of those traditional paintings you see of Jesus Christ or some great saints in the Christian literature. You'll see like an effulgence around their heads. And that's the way it was with Prabhupada, not just around Prabhupada's head, but around Prabhupada's whole body. In addition, Prabhupada's skin was golden color, the color of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember right after I met Prabhupada, I was sitting in his room, and Prabhupada was wearing a gamsha and a shirt, of course, and getting his massage. And Prabhupada's skin was just like a beautiful, beautiful golden color. In addition, their performance of Sankirtan is unparalleled. There are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic and musical way, but their chanting cannot be as attractive as the congregational chanting of pure devotees. That also reminds me of many, many years ago, I was in Sridhar Mayapur, and the devotees announced that there was going to be a kirtan competition. Da 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 da. Who could chant the best? And so many villagers came, kirtan groups came, and they were so expert in playing the mridanga. Some of the devotees or some of the villagers could get the mridanga to actually chant the Maha Mantra. They were so expert. I could play the mridanga in such a way when Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And devotees were thinking, oh, this is so nice, kirtan competition, who could chant the best? And as soon as Prabhupada heard about that, he said, this is nonsense. It's professional kirtan people. If one gets money for his kirtan, if one charges for his kirtan, that makes a professional kirtan person, and it's not potent at that point. It's like a Brahmin. A Brahmin has to preach, regardless of whether someone gives him. Of course, he can take donations. Yajan, yajan, patan, patan, dana pratigraha. But if there is some charge, this is my way of making a living, I make a living by chanting. Yes, and this is actually an offense on chanting the holy name of the Lord. if one makes a living or if one has his motivation. Of course, like I said, people can give donations and someone can maintain themselves with those donations very carefully, of course. But at the same time, if that becomes one's occupation in terms of financial requirement, then that is actually offense on chanting. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily lust will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting the holy names of the Lord will be effective, like Prabhupada's chanting and singing was and is. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. Even dramas about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Krishna should be played by devotees. And actually, when Lord Chaitanya was having the plays done about Krishna's pastimes, he only had pure devotees in the play. And the plays have to be done very seriously. Prabhupada mentioned the time that he played Dvaitacharya in some play, and they practiced for the whole year. And then, after they practiced for the whole year, and Prabhupada went on the stage, he was so much into the role and did such a good job that people said later on, the audience was crying to see Prabhupada play the part of Dvaitacharya. Such dramas will be immediately interest an audience and be full of potency if it's done by devotees. Students of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should note these 2 points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glories. If the Lord's pastimes are depicted by non-devotees, then there's no potency to it. Ache prema, ache nritya, ache haridvani, kahanahi deki ache, kahanahi shuni. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted, and nor seen such dance in Sankirtan. Because the temple of Lord Jagannath is situated at Jagannath Puri, many devotees from all parts of the world come to perform Sankirtan and glorification of the Lord. All these devotees were certainly seen and heard by Maharaj Pataputra, but he herein admits that the kirtan performed by the associates of the Lord was unique. He had never before heard such Sankirtan or seen such attractive features manifest by the devotees. The members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should go to India during the birthday ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Mayapur and perform Sankirtan congregationally. This will attract the attention of all the important personalities in India, just as the beauty, bodily luster, and Sankirtan performance by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted the attention of Maharaj Prataparudra. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were unlimited during the Lord's presence on this planet, but anyone who is pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. Now, the operative phrase here is pure in life and devoted, means 100% devoted. Let's just outline that. Devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or mission of His Divine Glory, Srila Prabhupada, which is non-different. That person could be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. Nitya Siddha means eternally liberated. So in other words, even if you are right now a Nitya Bada, that means eternally bound, or to put it in English, eternally bad. I'm making play on words. I know it doesn't mean bad, but it means bound, eternally bad. So anyway, even if you're like that right now, if you become pure in life, let me outline this whole thing, pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you become eternally liberated. Because once you're eternally liberated, you're eternally liberated. Doesn't matter what you were before, you're eternally liberated. Even though before you were rascal number one, now you're eternally liberated and all that is forgotten. Erased. Why do we say eternally liberated even though we were rascal before? Because it is erased. Whatever rascaldom you did, it is erased. Just like Jagai and Madai, there were so many books written about their sinful activities by Chitragupta, the scribe of Yamaraj, and those books were like thrown away, erased. That's really important point to understand. Padacharya kaya madhura bachana chitanyera srishtiye prema sankirtan. Sarvabhauma Padacharya replied, "This sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord known as prema sankirtana, congregational chanting and love of Godhead." So many of us, when we chant, we just get into the musical sound or the passion, boom, 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 of chanting. But when the devotees, the pure devotees chant, they're chanting out of love, not out of passion. I mean, it's better to chant out of passion than not chant at all. You know, I understand that. I'm not saying stop chanting because you're not chanting with a pure motive. No, I'm not saying that. Even if your chanting is done with some other motive because you just want to jive, you know, and just like bounce around on the floor or something like that, that's all right. As long as you're chanting, you'll get purified. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he was chanting, not dancing, but he was chanting his mantra in order to have a great kingdom. And so by the time he achieved success, he forgot about his motivation. So whatever your motivation is, akama, sarvakama, moksha kama, dharati, then chant and dance enthusiastically. But these devotees that are being described here, their only motive in glorifying and chanting and dancing was to glorify Krishna and please Krishna. They were doing it for his pleasure, the pleasure of him, pleasure of his holy name, the pleasure of his pure devotees. It was done out of bhakti. So generally, we should be, not generally, always, we should be honest with ourselves. What is my motivation? You know, why am I doing what am I doing? And, you know, just be honest. Not guilty. Don't be guilty. Guilt doesn't help get you anywhere. You know, if you're thinking, oh, my motivation is so bad, I should just give up. I should just, like, go back to being a drunkard into the pub. Of course, I never did that stuff. But anyway, so one can feel so guilty. Don't feel guilty. Just honestly admit, you know. Mama nibeda nishuno. Vishaya durjana. What is it? I have no good qualities. Vishaya durjana. I'm a sense gratifier. I'm a bad person. Durjana. And then you can really beg. You can beg Krishna to save you. If you don't have that honesty, if you don't admit at least to yourself and to Krishna, then how can you beg Krishna for his mercy? If you think, you know, I'm dancing, I'm in ecstasy. I'm feeling so much love of Krishna. I realize my eternal identity. I'm a gopi. I'm a coward boy. I'm an associate of Chandravali or whatever. We wouldn't want that because Chandravali is actually trying to compete with Radharani. But anyway, so let's say you think like that. But then how can you chant? How can you cry out for help? I'm all right. Just like you've fallen off the ship. You know, the ship's in the middle of the ocean. Let's use a metaphor here. The ship's in the middle of the ocean. You've fallen off. And you're swimming. And they say, can we save you? You know, they throw you a life preserver, a boat, or something. They don't throw a boat at you. But the guy comes out with a boat. And he says, I'm here to save you. And you say, no, no. I can swim. I'm a great swimmer. And you keep swimming and you drown. And that's really what's happening when we think we're more than we actually are. And if you were actually on that platform, you wouldn't think that way. You'd be humble. If you were actually on the platform of realizing your spiritual identity, you wouldn't think like that. You would say, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm a materialistic rascal. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not a materialistic rascal. He's a pure Nijasiddha devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, Being a pure devotee, one of the qualities of pure devotees is they are humble. They don't think, hey, I'm a pure devotee. I recognize my spiritual identity. No. A pure devotee is thinking, basically, I'm the most... Like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said, when they approached... Of course, at that point, they were Dabi Kas and Shakala Malik. They approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they said, you know, we are worse than Jagai and Madai. But how many of us think like that? You know, we hear the story of Jagai and Madai and say, yeah, they're real fallen. But, you know, me, I'm not like that. I never did any of that stuff, you know. These are really rascals. Well, I've got news for you. If you're thinking like that, you're not qualified. You got to think, if Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami can think that they're worse than Jagai and Madai, and you're thinking you're better than Jagai and Madai, you got some real spiritual problems, disease there, Prabhu, or Prabhi, or Prabhini. So, okay, let's continue. Avatari Chaitanya Kaila Dharma Pracharana Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana. In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna is the religious principle for this age. Sankirtana Yade Tanri Kari Aradhana Seta Sumeda Dara Kali Hata Jana. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by congregational chanting should be considered to be very intelligent. One who does not do so must be considered a victim of this age and bereft of intelligence. Rascals propose that anyone can invent his own religious process. And this proposition is condemned herein. If one actually wants to become religious, he must take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The real meaning of religion is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 6th canto, 3rd chapter, texts 19 to 22. This is actually really important verses. Dharmam tisakshat bhagavat praditam nabhai vidur rishiyo naapi devaha nasir mukya sural manusha kutascha vidya dara charana deyaha swayambhur narada shambhu kumara kapilo manu pralado janako bhishmo valir vaya sakir vayam vadashaite vajani mo dharmam bhagavatam vataha guyam vishudam durbo dam yam jatva mritam asnute etavanek valoke smin punsam dharma parasmitaha bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahanadi vihi. The purport of these verses is that dharma or religion cannot be manufactured by a human being. It's something that Prabhupada would often quote, dharmam tisakshat bhagavat panitam. Dharma can only come from Bhagavan, Krishna. In other words, I come up with the rule of Dharma just because things have changed so much in modern society. We're talking about Sanatana Dharma now. We're not talking about time, place, and manner restrictions like dress codes and things like that. Sanatana Dharma means eternal religious principles like the six Goswamis understood and presented to us. That Nana Shastra Vichara and I can nipa know, so Dharma some stop a ko. Religion is the law or code of the Lord. Consequently, religion cannot be manufactured even by great saintly persons, demigods, or Siddha Mukyas. And what to speak of suras? Suras means demons. Human beings, vijadaras, charanas, and so on. The principle of Dharma religion comes down in the parampara system beginning with 12 personalities. They are called Mahajanas. Ma, the great Saint Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Pralad Maharaj, King Janaka, grandfather Bhijma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. The principles of religion are known to these 12 personalities. Dharma refers to the religious principles by which one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we're talking about eternal principles. Sat Dharma Samstapako. Dharma is very confidential, uncontaminated by any material influence, and very difficult for ordinary men to understand. In other words, things that don't change according to time, place, and circumstance. Many things change. The style of dress, the style of hairstyle, the style of tilak, that changes. The style of doing arti changes. You know, it changes. What can I say? Don't get upset with me. These things change according to time, place, and circumstance. The Prophet said, certain things that are applicable in the Western world are not applicable in India, and vice versa. However, if one is actually understands Dharma, he immediately becomes liberated and is transferred to the kingdom of God. So that's why when one is understanding, or I don't want to use the word interpret because Prabhupada didn't like that word, applying the Vedic literature, that's even better. One has to employ principles of hermeneutics. And one principle of hermeneutics is to understand the basic foundational tattvas. Oh my God. It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He presented us with what's called the Dasha Mula, means the 10 roots. The principles that are always applicable, like we are part and parcel of Krishna. Yes, sir. That chanting Hare Krishna or Bhagavad Dharma is the principal religion, which Prabhupada is going to talk about here. Krishna is too, Bhagavan Swayam. These things are eternal principles. And when applying Shastra, one has to understand eternal principles, not temporary application of eternal principles, because application changes according to the culture. Even in the world today, oh, one of my squirrels just threw a nut at me. Anyway, they're harvesting the nuts right now because it's the fall time, so these squirrels are just like chucking them at me. From time to time you'll hear pow, pow. Fortunately they haven't hit me with it yet, so they hit my house. So, just like, for example, okay, getting back to the point. One of the things we're discussing in the GBC is how to apply different, not principles, details. You know, we have the American culture, the Indian culture, the Chinese culture, for example, in China, the devotees are eating with chopsticks. Where did Lord Chaitanya ever eat with chopsticks? Oh, what a ridiculous thing. No, it's not ridiculous, because it has nothing to do with Shastra. So chopsticks are all right, although I will not use them. I like spoons or hand, as Prabhupada taught us to eat with. So anyway, so the GBC is examining certain applications of certain even resolutions in the GBC have to be applied with sensitivity to different locations in the world. People have different sensitive things, like dress code, for example. Okay. And also you have to be sensitive according to the political situation. Go out, dress as a Hare Krishna dhoti, a devotee, in a dhoti in China, you may find yourself in jail. You may think, oh, I'm just being a Hare Krishna and doing Hare Nam in the streets of China, but actually you're being stupid. So we have to understand Sat Dharma, Dasamula, and through the lens of those eternal principles, we can understand application. That's really important. And I hate to use the word interpretation, because there's two ways to use the word interpretation. Interpretation can be done according to Shastra, which is philosophical speculation, which is allowed, but Prabhupada didn't like mental speculation. Bhagavad Dharma, or the principle of religion enunciated by the Parampara system, is the supreme principle of religion. In other words, Dharma refers to the science of Bhakti Yoga, which begins by the novices, that means the new guy or new girl, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tanama Grahanadibihi. It's a science. Why is it a science? Because if you follow the principles of practices, you get a result. Science means like two parts of hydrogen, one part oxygen, mix them together and, you know, light a flame. You get a little explosion, of course. Then you get water. That's science. So you chant Hare Krishna, have the right internal mood, the right external activities, you are going to become Krishna conscious. Guaranteed, as long as the internal stuff is going on, not just external. External means nimagraha. Therefore, in this age of recommended in the Chaitanya Charitamrita text 98, Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the method of religion approved by all Vedic scriptures. In the next text of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, famous verse. Everyone should learn this verse, 11.5.32. This principle is further stressed. This is one of the verses that Prabhupada would quote the very most. Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishnam Sangopangastraparshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayai Aryashantihi Sumedha Saha. Sumedha Saha means you have good brain. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So Prabhupada sometimes make a play on this word, Sumedasa. Su means good brain. And the opposite of that is Durmedasa. I mean, bad brain. Or Prabhupada say Gobar brain. A brain full of cow manure. Now, cow manure is pure, but you don't want to have it on your brain. So most people have really bad brains. For an explanation of this verse, refer to the Adi Lila chapter 3, verse 52. We've read that before when we were on the Adi Lila. And now we're on the Madhya Lila. Rajakahi Shastra Pramane Chaitanya Hana Krishna Tabe Kene Pandita Sabha Tanhate Vitrishna. The king said, according to evidence given in the revealed scriptures, it is concluded that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Why then are learned scholars sometimes indifferent to him? Bata kahe tanra kripa leshahaya yanre se se tan hare krishna karilaite pare. The Bhattacharya replied, a person who has received but a small fraction of mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that he is Lord Krishna. No one else can. In other words, you need the mercy of a pure devotee to understand this stuff. Ruhuganai tat tapasa na yati na chesya nirvapanat grahadva na chandasa naiva jalagnisthiryar banamaha padurajo vishekam. That you cannot understand it by learning, you cannot understand by austerities. There's a verse from the Bhagavatam. You can only understand it by taking shelter of the dust of the feet of a pure devotee. That's it. There is no other way. The Sangha, and that's the only way you get the holy name of pure devotee. You don't get it from some impure person who chants on the radio eating meat, or not eating meat while they're chanting, but who's a meat eater. The Sankirtan movement can be spread by a person who is especially favored by Lord Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vanam Nahit Hari Bhavartana cannot be spread if someone doesn't have Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti means the potency of Krishna. Boom! Without first obtaining the mercy of the Lord, one cannot spread the holy name of the Lord. One who can spread the Lord's holy name is called Labdha Chaitanya, in the words of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. The Labdha Chaitanya is one who has actually awakened his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The influence of the pure devotees in Krishna consciousness is such that it can awaken others to become immediately Krishna conscious and engage themselves in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. And didn't we experience that when we We became awakened immediately just by being in the association of Prabhupada. Because hopefully later on we didn't go back to sleep. And in this way, the descendants of pure devotees increase, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes much pleasure in seeing the increase of his devotees. The word sumedasa means sharply intelligent, means good brain. When one's intelligence is sharp, he can increase the interests of common men in loving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through him, in loving Radha Krishna. Those who are not interested in understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are simply material in their attempts at professional chanting and dancing for money, despite their supposed artistry. Prabhupada here is referring to professional chanters and dancers. If one does not have full faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot properly chant and dance in the Sankirtan movement. Artificial chanting and dancing may be due to sentiments or sentimental agitation, but not help one advance in Krishna consciousness. That's true. Tanra kripa nahi are pandita nahi kene dekile shuni leha tanrishvara namane. If the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bestowed upon a person, regardless of how learned a scholar that person may be, and regardless of his seeing or listening, he cannot accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All right. Let's see. We'll finish this purport. The same principles can be applied to demoniac persons, even though they be in the sampradaya of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's it. Wow. Demoniac persons in the sampradaya of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Woo! Don't go around pointing out to the other devotees and saying that you're one of the demoniac persons. Point to yourself, Prabhu. Don't take this quote out of context and say, hey, Prabhupada said, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that there's Kali Chelas. You must be a Kali Chela. Kali Chela means a disciple of Kali. No, Prabhu, do not do that. Simply find fault in yourself. Without receiving the Lord's special power, one cannot preach as glorious all over the world. Even though one may celebrate himself as a learned follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even though one may attempt to preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world, if he's not favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will find fault with a pure devotee and will not be able to understand how a preacher is empowered by Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada, of course, is making some reference to some people in India. I'm not going to make direct reference, but some people in India, maybe some of his godbrothers, who criticized him for going to the West and making Western devotees, in fact, minimized Prabhupada's preaching by saying, oh, Prabhupada just liked to hang out with low-class people. That's why Prabhupada was successful. Or Prabhupada was a good businessman. That's why Prabhupada was successful. You know, finding a material reason why Prabhupada was successful. Prabhupada was successful because he had Lord Chaitanya behind him, because he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he was able to sit down in Tompkins Square Park and attract the world. You know, if you sit down in Tompkins Square Park, you sit down anywhere, who is going to be attracted? Who is going to give up your life for you? Not many, unless you are purified. One must be considered bereft of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he criticizes the Krishna conscious movement now spreading all over the world, or finds fault with this movement or the leader of the movement. Of course, let's just outline those words. The leader of the movement is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. But so Prabhupada is making reference to what was going on when he was writing the purports to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What was going on? There were people criticizing Prabhupada in India, and some of them were his godbrothers, finding fault in Prabhupada, and especially fault that Prabhupada was taking the name Prabhupada. Terrible. Okay, so we ended. Let me just write this down. 90, and we went to 103. Okay, so let us stop sharing, and let us allow you to unmute yourselves. We are so merciful, we're allowing you to unmute yourselves. So, you can either write your question or you can raise your hand or you can unmute yourself. And I'm looking at who's unmuting themselves. No one's unmuting themselves. Okay, here's a question. Alrighty. Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is that is due to initiation in the past 2 days. Since the spiritual master knows his or her disciple in and out, and the relationship between the guru and disciple is eternal, and the spiritual name is given during initiation. Some due to this, was expected everybody to imbibe the source of the name. No, the spiritual name given by the guru may have nothing to do with a spiritual identity in the spiritual world. Like, I may give someone the name Radharani, and they may be a coward boy or a cow. So please do not draw any conclusions between the name given by the spiritual master and what your eternal rasa is. It may indicate the spiritual master's mood and himself or herself. Like, you'll see that I generally give Vrindavan names and also Mayapur names, think names to do with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll give different names. Like, I gave the name to someone Sarvavit yesterday, the one who knows everything. So it may not indicate anything other than the spiritual master is trying to have the disciple understand that he or she is a servant of Krishna. It's not necessarily indicative of anything eternal. Otherwise, my name may indicate that I'm supposed to drink beer, which actually would not be a good idea. Yeah, that would be a really bad idea for me to do that and probably be displeased. No, actually, the question is raised many times, what does the word beer mean? The word beer is written BIR. It is the Bengalicized writing of the Sanskrit word VIRA. Or in Hindi, I guess you write VEER. I've seen that written like that, VEER. Veer, which means heroic or strong. So, Prabhupada wrote my name utilizing the Bengali spelling or the anglicized Bengali spelling. And Prabhupada would pronounce things like that. In his own writing, Prabhupada wrote my name down. I saw the writing. Brochure problems in it, and it said beer, BIR. And at the same time I was initiated, there were three other beers initiated: Beer Raghava, Beer Lakshman, and Beer Mala. That's a lady's name, Beer Mala. Beer Mala was a lady's name, Beer Lakshman and Beer Raghava were men's names. And there were four beers. I'm tempted to make a joke about four different types of beer, but I'm not going to make that joke because it's not going to be appropriate to make that joke. But it's not that in the spiritual world, I'm some like horse riding hero that rides and kidnaps some young girl or something like that. Or I take part in the battle of Kurukshetra or whatever. It doesn't mean anything as far as my eternal relationship with Krishna. I like the name because it helps remember Prabhupada. And when I took sannyas, I told the person who gave me sannyas, I took sannyas in 1978. I said, "You ain't going to change my name because my name was given to me by Prabhupada, and that's actually important to me." But many times, the people who take sannyas, they actually change their name like you have. They usually put a bhakti in front of it, Bhakti Raghava, Bhakti Chaitanya, Bhakti Marg, like that. But I chose to keep. And Prabhupada did that in most of the cases of the people he gave sannyas to. He kept their brahmachari or grahastha name and just added a Das Swami or Das Goswami to the name. So probably it was optional. Some of the people, like with Bhakti Churu Maharaj, he changed his name from what it was before to Bhakti Churu Maharaj. So, but in most of the cases, Prabhupada, hard for me, there's one other case where Prabhupada changed the name to a Bhakti name. This was there was another Bhakti Chaitanya that Prabhupada gave the name of in Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad. He was in Hyderabad, and I don't think he's still in our movement. But that was years ago. Like everyone else that I can remember, Prabhupada just changed their name to Swami or Goswami. So Mr. Gopal Kohn has a question.
Thank you, Gurudev. Please accept my obeisances.
Yes.
So in the end of the last purport, Srila Prabhupada...
Are you speaking?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I see you're speaking. Hold on a second. Let me just change... Oh, yeah, I got the speakers of the wrong thing. Wait a second. Okay. Speak now, forever hold your peace. You can speak.
Can you hear me now, Gurudev?
I can hear you now.
Please accept my obeisances. So at the end of the purport of the last verse, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about criticizing ISKCON and criticizing the leader of the movement. At the time that he was writing this purport, he was the sole leader. But today we find, you know, we have the governing body commission and temple presidents and so many other leaders in ISKCON, and it's become quite a fashion to criticize the institution as well as a variety of the leaders. In fact, sometimes we see publicly a leader of one division or one area criticizing another leader. And this has been going on for quite some time. So how do we understand this leela of
criticism? It's not a leela. If we criticize devotees, it's not a leela. It's actually very bad. We can have some difference of opinion and be outspoken about it. Like, you know, like there's this whole thing in the movement about whether ladies can become gurus. And of course, everybody knows my opinion. And that's why they don't allow me in Fiji anymore. So, not really. They don't allow me in Australia. Australia has been taken over by the Taliban. So, anyway, so, it's funny. So, getting back to the point, get too much into humor here. So, everybody knows my opinion, and some people have a different opinion. That's fine. Like one of my godbrothers, who should remain nameless, Vashagosh Prabhu, he has a different opinion, and I love him, and I'm not going to criticize him for having a different opinion. Actually, I was the one who trained him up in Krishna consciousness. You know, of course, I should have spent more time training him, but that's another subject matter. So, I was his new bhakti leader. Years ago in Chicago, Illinois, when I was a humble, nice devotee, then, it's hard to believe that was a fact. Anyway, so I trained him up, and I love him, and he has a different opinion, and he has his quotes. You have your quotes, I have my quotes, and I'm right, and you're wrong. Oh, sorry. you know, sometimes things are... There are absolute truths and relative truths, and you have to make adjustments according to time, place, and circumstance. So in his temple, if he doesn't want to have lady gurus, he doesn't have to have lady gurus. If his wife lets him get away with it, then he's over with me.
But over and above different opinions about different subject matters. Sometimes we see very respectable devotees who are in otherwise good standing in their sadhana, their chanting, their service, but then they directly attack the character of another devotee publicly.
Well, that's prohibited. That's not a good sign. I'm not going to attack that. But devotees do not, real devotees do not directly attack the character of someone unless it's an emergency situation. I mean, you'll find that sometimes Prabhupada would, not about specific individuals, in most cases, he would sometimes label someone, that's just to protect someone's spiritual life. But it's not a public thing. Like once upon a time, one devotee, one of Prabhupada's god brothers reinitiated one of Prabhupada's disciples, and Prabhupada did criticize him personally to that devotee. And not in a letter, not on the Facebook page. Of course, there wasn't Facebook at that particular point. So one, that's it's not proper. You can have a difference of opinion, just like this vaccination, no vaccination thing. You can believe in no vaccinations and I will still love you. But I won't go near you. But I'm not going to criticize you personally, but you have an opinion, and whatever way you shaped your opinion, you shaped your opinion. I can disagree with you, I can have a public argument with you, but I'm not going to criticize you personally.
So
You
you
know,
were
because
saying
you're sincere, I give you the benefit of the doubt that you're sincerely trying to help yourself and help the devotees and understand things, and you may be right, you may be wrong, and I may be wrong. These are things that are relative things.
you say that
I'm
the
not.
criticism,
What's
you
that?
said you're saying the criticizing of devotees is prohibited, and yet we see on the GBC and in other leading bodies, different devotees are censured for different activities, but we've never seen anyone censured for their attack on another Vaishnava.
That's between Krishna and them. We're not going to go around censuring people for un-Vaishnav behavior. I mean, that's a little. I mean, if someone does something really wild, like smokes some dope or something, then we can censure them. But, if someone criticizes Vaishnavas, we don't. Two wrongs don't make a right. We will meet with them privately, as we've done in many cases, where someone has criticized another Vaishnava or a group of Vaishnavas, and we'll meet with them privately and discuss it and say, this is not appropriate behavior. You're entitled to your opinion, and don't engage in public criticism of Vaishnavas or denigration of Prabhupada's movement or denigration of the GBC or, let's say, generalizations about different devotees, because all devotees. Not all devotees, most devotees are very sincere. They're just trying their best and they may make mistakes. We're not saying they were above the four qualities of the conditioned soul, which is, we're illusion, we have a tendency to illusion, we make mistakes, we have imperfect senses, and this is the cheating prevents me. I mean, what can I say? I mean, we should be humble like that. And so I appreciate that each Vaishnava is trying his best. And I give people the benefit of the doubt. What do they say? Innocent until proven guilty. And I think that's a really important point. I mean, I do not want to engage in ad hominem attacks.
Thank you, Gita.
Oh my God. Okay, so one of the devotees. Vaishnava Renu Prabhu in Fiji left his body last night. We ask everyone to pray for him. So he was a very wonderful devotee, Vaishnava Renu. Phew. I mean, it's really shocking that when you're my age, you see people leaving the bodies. I think every day, practically, you got notice about this devotee leaving their body or that devotee leaving the body. So before the time factor comes for us, we should take this Krishna consciousness very seriously and apologize to all the Vaishnavas we might have offended and serve the feet of the Vaishnavas, and that will give us Krishna's mercy, and dedicate ourselves to Prabhupada's mission. Because we don't know, what do they say, you don't know when, for whom the bell tolls, as they say. Perhaps it tolls for thee tomorrow or tonight. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow morning. It's a fact. None of us know that, if we're going to wake up. And there's so many disasters that could occur that would basically end the world if Krishna wanted it. I was just reading today, in America we have this park called the Yellowstone Park, which sounds like a beautiful name. But underneath the Yellowstone Park, there's all this lava and stuff from the inside of the earth. And when it comes out, and if there's a major explosion, which may or may not happen at any time, when it comes out, there will be global winter for the whole earth, basically, and half the United States will be destroyed anyway. And that could happen. Atomic war could happen. COVID could happen. Heart attack could happen. Anything could happen in the next few seconds. So we should take advantage. You know, life, durabham manusha janma, tad up the rupa maratadam. Okay, on that happy note, we should end now. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see everybody tomorrow night, same time, same station. All glories to His divine grace.